This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass. No Nantucket chill. Native Meghan Trainor is up for Best New Artist at the 58th Grammy Awards tonight in Los Angeles. Other nominees with local connections include James Taylor for Best Pop Vocal Album, Cape Cod Rockers Highly Suspect for Best Rock Song and Rock Album, and Amy Poehler for Best Spoken Word Album. And while the Grammys are music's biggest night, they are also a huge deal for a Boston-based digital media advertising company. WBUR's Erica Morrison has more.
What do you do when this happens?
And the Grammy goes to...
If you're a fan, you cheer, do a little dance, or maybe sing along. But for many viewers of tonight's Grammy Awards, if it's someone you aren't too familiar with, you head to social media, Google, Spotify, or Shazam. And for Gupta Media, it's prime time to turn your clicks into coins for the artists.
From the time they say, like, oh my God, I won, to the time they get to the microphone, we can get a campaign sort of switched over that fast.
Gogi Gupta is the founder of Gupta Media, a digital media advertising firm that works with record companies to promote some of the biggest artists in the industry and represented albums that were number one for 44 weeks last year. So how do your searches convert into number one record sales?
The ads start coming and they're saying, you know, buy it on iTunes. Here's the special pricing. These are all the songs that you may not have known are on here. You know, and we start getting people that last mile from their passion and that discovery to commerce.
One of the best examples of that conversion was at the 54th Grammys in 2012, when Adele took home six trophies for her sophomore album, 21.
The week following the Grammys, it went to number one. It sold 730,000 copies. And you got to remember, that was almost a full year after she released 21. So this was not a new album.
But it was a new audience and the perfect opportunity for him and his team to engage prospective buyers. His methodology is broken down into four pillars. Search, which we already talked about earlier. Connected fans, those are the people who already follow the artists on their social media platforms, but aren't necessarily buying. Previous buyers, who have already bought something from the artists, but could always get a little more. And short-term retargeting? I'll let him explain that one.
You're a new person, visit either the artist website or a YouTube channel. We saw you watch this video, watch a different video. You know, so we might subtly make this person fall in love with the artist.
It's not that effective reaching people that you've already reached. It's more about the people you haven't reached yet or that you haven't reached enough.
Mark Cates is founder of Fenway Recording and a client of Gupta Media. He manages bands like MGMT, White Lung, Mission of Burma, and Joywave.
What's interesting to me is the ability to work with them to bring as much creativity to a very uncreative realm, which is internet advertising.
And based on the list of tonight's Grammy nominees working with Gupta Media, it seems like they have figured it out.
Mark Ronson, Ed Sheeran, Taylor Swift, Alabama Shakes, who I have high hopes for, Kendrick Lamar, who's a definitely due.
And the list goes on and on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Erica Morrison.